Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, welcome to Finish Well Radio Show with the Finish Well team. I'm your host, Meredith Curtis, and I am so excited to be here tonight. Wherever you are listening in, we're just very thankful that you took the time to tune in with us tonight. And if you are listening to this months or even years down the road, I hope and pray that what you hear on this radio show will be a blessing to you and impact your life. And let me introduce you to two of my closest friends. I'm so blessed to have them on the show tonight. Welcome, Mike and Sarah. It's good to have you guys here.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Great. This is really part two of our March interview with Mike and Sarah. And in that March interview, Mike and Sarah talked to us about their friendship and their relationship before they began their courtship. And today they're going to talk about their courtship. So before we get started, Mike and then Sarah, can you just tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Well, good evening. My name is Mike Jeffords. I am the husband of the most amazing woman in all of life, Sarah Jeffords, and I'm also a life group leader at Powerline Community Church. What I do in the daytime when I'm not doing other stuff for the family, I'm a manager at a restaurant called Peach Valley Cafe. That's how I provide for my family, but for the most part, I'm really excited to be in love with Jesus, in love with my family, and in love with my church family, because God has really just blessed me tremendously with all of these wonderful people around me.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jeffords, and I am married to the awesome Mike Jeffords, and we have a beautiful baby boy, Micah, that I have the privilege of staying home and taking care of. So I am a homemaker and a stay-at-home mom, and I love doing all sorts of crafts, and right now my biggest thing is decorations, finishing up some decorations that we weren't able to do when we first moved into our condo. So right now I'm really big into decorating.
Awesome. And they have a beautiful condo. Mike, I'm going to start with you. Tell me about your courtship and how you and Sarah got to know each other while you were courting.
Well, courtship is an interesting time and a fun time. You know, it's when people first realize, you know, you kind of let people know that you're interested in each other, you're going to try and get to know each other more. But I tell you, one of the most practical things that I think I took from the courtship and how I got to know Sarah is I'd always had feelings for her. I'd always been interested in her. But in getting to know her during the courtship, I got to know Kathy's daughter. Kathy is her mother, of course. I got to know Katie, best friend. I got to know, you know, Meredith's disciple. I got to know Sarah in very different ways because I was trying to learn about her in different ways. I tried not to focus on, you know, the feelings and anything that would kind of come up from within me, but I wanted to know more completely who Sarah was. And the beauty of the courtship was that we did things in groups. I spent more time, you know, with her mom. So we would go to her mom's house and we'd spend time together. She would come to my parents' house. And, you know, it just allowed for me to see how she interacted with other people, because she is a friend to many people. She's a daughter, and she's so many more people than just what I knew in the short time I had known her. So I was really excited, and I got a chance to see her in a different light. And it really just opened my eyes to all the things that God had done in her life and who she was and just how amazing that she was. I didn't even realize before.
Also, one thing that Mike and I, well, a couple things that we did is whenever we would go to his parents' house, especially, we would play games with his mom and his dad and his brother or sister if they were there. And so that was really neat because it wasn't just like Mike and I were there off by ourselves. We were there interacting with the family and together, and I think it helped to bring his family closer together as well as helping Mike and I get to know each other better. And also, when we went to my mom's, we would play games and stuff, but my mom's really big into movies, so we would end up watching movies a lot more, which is fun to do, but there's not as much time to talk and really get to know one another. But that was still fun. And also, another big way Mike and I got to know each other while courting is we served in the teen ministry together as teen leaders. And I think just doing ministry and kingdom things together, you really get to see each other's strengths and weaknesses and learn more about each other and learn how one another ministers and be able to complement each other in ministry. And so I think those were the two biggest things, hanging out with the family and, of course, friends and ministering together. Helped us to really get to know each other a lot better.
Great. Thank you both. That's neat. Sarah, what about people outside your courtship? I know that you mentioned spending time with friends and family, but what role did people outside of the two of you play in your courtship? And how did that, what did that look like?
That's a great question. Actually, the people I feel like outside of our courtship were almost more important because they're the people who would hold us accountable. And, you know, of course, no courtship is perfect. And we would make mistakes. And sometimes I think we would kind of get too focused on each other and the relationship, but we really tried hard to keep the Lord and others at the center of our focus instead of just focusing on each other and our feelings and making it all about Mike and Sarah. Other people in the Lord played a huge role in our relationship. And, you know, each of us had accountability partners that we would talk to about our relationship. And so it's not like it was mine and Mike's relationship. I really did feel like it was other people's relationship too, because they were very much involved in the process and in giving counsel and saying like, well, you know, be careful, you're going to overstep your bounds here, or okay, yes, this is good and things are going great. And so other people played a huge role in our courtship, and I think that's the way that it should be, because if you turn your attention too much on each other and the relationship, it's easy for the boundary lines to get pushed further and further back. It's easier to give in to temptation and things like that. So we tried really hard to stay others focused to the point where, at least in the beginning, we were at a party and Mike and we talked at the party. It was a church Christmas party, I think. And, you know, we talked to each other, but not that much. You know, we were busy, like, building relationships with other people and focusing. And I remember someone later made a comment like, you and Mike barely talked to each other. And they were just offended and blown away that we hadn't, like, spent the whole night, like, off in a corner by ourselves or something. And I thought, well, that's interesting. But I was kind of glad. I'm like, well, that's kind of cool because that's what we want. We want to not just be about us, but to be about people.
And it's easy, too, you know, when you're in a courtship because, you know, obviously feelings are there. And then you get the go-ahead from, you know, the people that have been sort of leadership in your relationship. And you start a courtship and you can get this feeling like it's moving forward. And honestly, you can get ahead of yourself if you're not careful. And having those people on the outside, I know that some people would view it like the oversight is just too much and it keeps us from doing what we want to do. But the reality is that they help you tremendously and they are for you. They want the relationship to succeed. And by keeping it at the pace it needs to be and the focus it needs to be, it just winds up working out so much better in the end. And, you know, there are people that I talk with on a regular basis and getting their input and their wisdom, and I would submit to them, you know, how are things going? How do you see me acting and interacting? And I really welcomed the wisdom because, you know, without it, you know, mistakes are just so easy to be made. And I think that the person Sarah was referring to just was a little more on the other side of things, give free rein and all of that. And let's be honest, you know, when we're given free rein in some things, it doesn't work out like it's supposed to. It winds up being more harm than good. But I was grateful for those people that were outside, you know, pulling back on the reins and in some cases saying, you know, you should be more active and moving forward with these areas. But these are people that really care about the relationship and want the best for it. And they were really a tremendous help for Sarah and I.
Well, I have to admit on the radio that you two handled your relationship with much more maturity than I handled mine. And I really did try as a young woman to focus on the Lord. But to be honest with you, the counsel that we got was follow your heart, you know, focus on each other. And so, You know, I just really, really respect you guys and how you did it. And before we finish talking to Mike and Sarah, at Powerline Productions, the sponsor of our show, they have some resources for you that we want to share with you about that can help you to learn more about having wholesome relationships and being free from lust and walking in a godly courtship and engagement. So here's our sponsor.
Powerline Productions wants to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Because of this, we offer a wide variety of books and ebooks about homeschooling, homeschool classes, and Bible study workbooks, like Real Men Talk About Freedom, Girls, Courtship, and Marriage. Pastor Mike and Meredith Curtis, along with their eldest daughter and her fiancé, have brought together material in one concise book, which will guide men from 12 to 112 through the Bible's comments on this important subject. Learn more at www.powerlineprod.com. That's powerlineprod.com. Powerline Productions. We exist to serve you. You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now, back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Well, here we are back with our special guests today, Mike and Sarah Jeffords, and they are sharing with us about their relationship and how they were able to really focus on the Lord and honor Him in all the things they did. And I just have so much respect for them. And through it all, I just kept every morning when I would pray for them saying, Lord, I'm so grateful for this couple that loves you and for their hearts to really honor you. We have a few more questions. Mike, how did your relationship change when you moved from courtship to engagement?
This is the cool green light right here. This is the Lord's green light saying, yes, the answer to your prayer is yes. I've called you two to be together, to be one in my kingdom, to serve in my kingdom together, you know, as a married couple and a family, and you get really excited. Our relationship really didn't change too much. I mean, we focused more on life together, and we were making plans. We got a chance to plan our wedding, of course, and I really enjoyed being able to do that, but we still included other people. We would be able to go out on dates and things like this as an engaged couple, but, you know, there were still boundaries that existed for us, and we made sure we honored them, but we saw it at this point in the game. It was like, okay, we need to make sure that we are representing and honoring Christ in this relationship. So we honored the boundaries to make sure that other people that were looking on would have something to look at and say, you know, I want to be able to do as they did, but even better. And I know that a couple that came after us, you know, Katie Beth and Zach, they really went far and beyond what we even did. And I have so much respect for them because, you know, they were able to do things in their courtship and in their engagement that I think were a challenge for Sarah and I. But it really was an exciting time because we got the go-ahead from the Lord, and He just began to unfold for us just the life that we would have together. But it was only made possible because of the courtship and the friendship stage that came before it. We just, all the way along, we kept just honoring the Lord and making sure that people, you know, had insight, had input into our relationship. And we were just focused on what did Jesus want for our relationship and for our lives. And we just kept following after Him as we do to this day.
I agree. And also, engagement is a really fun season because during the courtship, you know, you're praying and you're trying to figure out, is this person the person God has called me to spend my life with? And you're asking that question. And so while you're in the courtship season, you really want to try to keep the emotions at bay. You really want to be able to hear from the Lord and be objective and get insight. And while you still have, like Mike was saying, we still had accountability in our engagement, the fun thing about engagement is that it allows for the romance sort of to be introduced, of course, with boundaries. You know, Mike and I, when we were recording, we didn't like hold hands or anything, but once we were engaged, we held hands. We went out on our first date the night that we got engaged, and I think we had just a handful of dates after that together. But, and of course, we had our first kiss when we got married, and so there were boundaries, but in a lot of ways, the engagement was fun because we were allowed to kind of tell each other I love you because we hadn't done that during courtship and, you know, get each other the little romantic things. And so that was a lot of fun. And just spending time together, going and registering for wedding stuff and looking at house stuff together, that was a really fun season. And so in some ways, you know, it wasn't like Mike and I changed a whole lot in some ways. But in other ways, the engagement season allowed us to get to know each other while including some romance, whereas in the courtship we had really held off on the romantic part of it. But again, even while we were engaged, we still had accountability. We would still, you know, have people hold us accountable, and we still had boundaries and lines that we wouldn't cross, but new lights were open. And then it's, you know, of course, when you enter the marriage season, we still get counsel from people, but there's no boundaries once you're married. So,
Mike's smiling. Yes.
Yay.
One thing that happened between the courtship and the engagement was your proposal, which was incredibly, Mike, incredibly romantic. And so I want you guys to talk about your proposal. Mike, I want you to share from your perspective what you did, and, you know, you can feel free to share as much or as little as you want to. It was incredibly romantic, and unfortunately, guys, Mike Jeppard set the bar of romance so high in our church that it was, anyway, so go ahead, share your story, sir, go ahead and share your perspective of the engagement. It was really kind of a memory for me too, because I got to bring Sarah to, well, I won't tell where, but anyway, here you go.
Though Meredith, you know, you do have a personal stake in it because it was the day of your birthday, so now it's the day of, because I had these plans in place, and, you know, I had a date set, and then I was wrestling with that because the big London trip was happening right around the same time as my time frame. And I was so excited because everything was just welling up inside of me. I wanted to go through it. I wanted to do it. And I was like, oh, these are my plans. I've waited this long. I've been so faithful. And now this is my chance, my time to really just hit a home run with this proposal and be romantic. And how was I going to do it? And I had to, I chose to delay to let them get back from the trip. And Meredith was good enough to let me share her birthday with the proposal. And I tell you, it was romantic, it was planned, it was wonderful, it was comical, it was everything my proposal should be, you know? And I had made these plans, and one of the things about Sarah, you know, that I've grown to appreciate is her love for Jane Austen movies. And one of the things I did do was I watched many of them, and guys, just relax, if you're just kind of sit back in your couch and you're thinking, he did what, and who's Jane Austen, and all of this, you know, it's what my wife, one of the things that she really enjoyed, and so as her husband, I would want to enjoy them with her, and so I thought, what better way to include something in a proposal but to do that, and for the girls that are listening, Wentworth was one of the characters that would be in her movies, one of her movies, in Persuasion, and I watched it, and he wrote this letter, and I wrote a letter to Sarah in that style, using things obviously from our day and more contemporary type stuff, but in a language or a style that was from back then, and it took me a long time to get it done, and I had many people that helped me with this. I think it was as much fun for them as it was for me, and I got to give serious kudos and thanks to Pastor Mike Curtis, because he was tremendous in getting the thing set up and allowing me to just kind of focus on my nerves and how rattled they were.
and everything like that. But he was awesome. He helped me set it up. He came through. He took everything down for me. I just couldn't imagine a better friend or, you know, a brother in the Lord. And for him, he's a father in the faith to me. And what a way to serve me to do that. And everything went through almost to perfection, because the hardest thing, I got to tell you guys, as you're thinking through, okay, whenever I propose, how am I going to do it and all of this, the hardest thing, of course, is you're restricted in courtship and friendship, and so you can't do certain things, and you want to be wise about them. So you try and invite this girl that you've been courting out to a dinner by yourselves, and totally allowable, mind you, because you're about to propose and everything's okay. You're going to set off a big red flag that says he's about to propose. And, you know, so I wrestle with this. How am I going to get this done? And so I had talked to Meredith and Kate about the premise of doing pictures, and so getting them dressed up and being in a nice dress. They come into this location. The location that I chose was Lake Mary City Hall. It's beautiful right there, the way they have it set up. And I bought flowers for her. I made sure that I got them there. They were fresh. I had purchased them and picked them up, you know, that day, and they were nice and fresh. But Sarah was to come and sort of approach by herself the pavilion, the gazebo that they have there, and then I was supposed to kind of sneak up behind her. Enter the comedy, because they all get there. I'm watching them as they're coming through, and I'm like, perfect, it's going great. I'm in the bushes, and I'm behind up against the wall. I'm waiting to make my approach, and I see Sarah kind of coming through, but then she kind of starts coming back, and she's walking away, and I'm thinking, wait, why is she walking away? She had seen that it was set up, and of course, Sarah being the woman of etiquette that she is, somebody's doing something here. I don't want to get in the way of this. Let me go back and find them. And praise God that Meredith and Kate and the girls had not left yet, because that would have just blown the whole works. But now Meredith and Kate are having to walk with Sarah up to this gazebo when I have everything set up and the letter is there, and I'm just thinking to myself, it's not happening. You know what I mean? And I don't know what I'm exactly supposed to do. And they had a little conversation, about 3 seconds, whatever it was, and then they finally left. She finally goes up to the gazebo, finds the letter that I left for her, and this is my moment. Because I know that she's reading this letter. I know how long the letter is. I know how long it should take her to read it. It gives me just enough time to approach from the back, with her back turned to me, to go up the stairs of the gazebo, to get on my knee, down on one knee, and have the ring and the box open for when she turns around. And this part was perfect. She had just finished reading the letter. I was down on my knee. I had the ring box open. She turned around, and it was this one snapshot moment, the look on her face, and I thought to myself, victory. The proposal was perfect. The proposal was perfect, you know. It achieved what I was hoping it would. She was totally surprised and shocked. Everything before that, she could have had a best guess. But I was able to surprise her and give her a great proposal, and it just meant the world to me. And I think at that moment, my heart really just opened up in a way that I never knew it could for her. And, you know, I shared some things with her, you know, as I proposed, and then we went off to dinner as a new couple. And I look back on that and I remember it. And like I said, it's really comical, but my proposal was supposed to be comical, I think. So I know it blessed her, it blessed me. It was a lot of fun planning it, a little nerve-wracking executing it, but in the end, it was just more wonderful than words.
Okay, so now from my perspective, I had just gotten back from a trip to London with Meredith and Katie Beth and Juliana and Marla and Jenny Rose. I think that was it. And so we get back, and I had gotten super sick on the way to London, on the flight to London. I was so sick. I was really like, oh, my goodness, I hope I'm not going to get sick on the way back. I mean, I didn't know that Mike was going to be proposing. And so it was so funny, because on the flight home, all of the other girls were feeling kind of sick, but I wasn't. And so I think the Lord just allowed me to be sick on the way there, because he knew what was coming. So that was really cool. And it was Meredith's birthday when we got back. And so the next day she said, I want to, you know, take some pictures of you and Kate, I think for like a book or the church website or something. I forget what she told me. And I was like, okay. And I got a little suspicious. I was like, well, this is kind of weird. And so I was like, all right, I'll get dressed up and stuff. And so I came over, and then Meredith's like, well, I don't know if we should go today. And then I'm like, well, wait, no, like this, like Meredith's backing out. And I'm like, I already got dressed. Like, please take the pictures today because I don't like taking pictures. So I was like, man, I'm already dressed up. And so then she's like, well, I guess we'll go. And so she was being like really cavalier about it. So we get to Lake Mary City Hall, and, you know, they're taking a ton of pictures, and I had kind of looked around, and I didn't see Mike, so I was like, okay, I guess, like, this isn't, he's not going to propose. She really is just taking pictures. So then Meredith and Kate are like, Sarah, go look and see if the gazebo is open, because we want to take some pictures in the gazebo. And so I was like, okay, and I walk over to the gazebo, and it was roped off. But I saw the table with flowers on it, but it was roped off. So I went back to the girls, and I'm like, guys, it's roped off. We can't go in there and do pictures. And they both kind of got this funny look on their face. And so they're like, And, you know, and they were both kind of startling. And then they're like, well, let's just walk over there together. So we walked the gazebo together. I hadn't seen the letter before, but I noticed there was a letter or a card, and it had my name on it. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this has my name on it. And by that point, I kind of knew what was going on. And I think both of them just hugged and kissed me and kind of went away. And I looked around it, and I still didn't see Mike. So I was like, okay. So I read the letter, and it was a really sweet letter. In a few of the sentences, he copied word for word things that Wentworth had written to Anne at the end of Pride and Prejudice. You know, tell me not that I am too late, in Persuasion. And so it was really, really cute. The letter, very sweet. And, you know, he was just kind of imitating Captain Wentworth, but also including his own little Mike-isms in there too. And I still hadn't seen him, so I turned around, I'm like, where is Mike? And when I turned around, I'd never even heard him approach. I turn around and he's down on his knee, and I was totally shocked. And I was like, and he, it was really cute. He went into this spiel about, you know, in Genesis, God called the man and woman to be together, and I believe God's called us to be together, and he goes into this, like, really cute thing, but it's, you know, all about the Bible and Adam and Eve, and I was like, okay, awesome, and then he asked me, you know, will you marry me, and I said yes, and so, of course, I was so excited, but I was like, aren't you going to tell me you love me or anything, because Mike is so emotional and romantic, and his proposal, there was not one romantic word. It was all, this is what God said, let them be together. And so I was like, aren't you going to say you love me? And so finally he's like, yeah, I love you. And so it's really funny that my husband, the like emotional romantic, during the talking part of the engagement didn't say anything romantic. It was very straightforward, but it was really sweet. And then afterwards, and the flowers were beautiful, and afterwards we went to dinner and had our first date. And, of course, I was so nervous I could barely eat. And I'm already, like, planning things at the dinner. And he's like, no, 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 we're not going to talk about the wedding. He's like, let's just enjoy dinner. And so, because my mind's going, like, a million miles an hour. But it was very sweet and very fun. And it definitely had its comical moments.
Thank you, Mike and Sarah, so much. And I just want to remind you that are listening that the Bible says that we are engaged to Jesus, that we're betrothed to him, and we have that moment to look forward to in time when we will be together, his bride, for all eternity. I just encourage you that you belong to Jesus and live for him, even when it comes to choosing who you will spend time with of the opposite sex and who you will marry. Honor him because he will honor you. He loves you. You are his beloved. And every choice in your life matters to him, especially this choice of who you will spend forever with. God bless you, and thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.